Well, first of all, we are experiencing what we would consider typical anxieties and concerns with most of the members. Everybody's dealing with that. We've had some that continue to work through the situation. So we're well aware that this is very typical under critical incidents. So we're keeping our eyes and ears open for any signs if some of the staff are not dealing well with it, so that we can come alongside them quickly.
Chief, I'll ask you the same question I asked Shelley. Does this change the way you do your job?
I would have to say it's yes and no. It's very bittersweet. I think it definitely brings to home just how dangerous this profession is. And sometimes when it's a remote death or serious injury, you tend to maybe not really get a hold of it. You may have some sadness, but certainly now that it's taken our brother Gene's life, I'm sure that that all our personnel are going to act a little bit differently over the long haul, or be maybe a little more aware of just how serious the commitment is, especially from a volunteer perspective.
Sure. What does it mean to have this locker still here?
This is very bittersweet, and there's always that void, we're still working currently on some plans on what we're actually going to do with this to frame it in long term. We're thinking about putting some photos and things to help with that, because we don't want to lose the memory also. I don't need to make it sound cheap at all, but this also may, I'm hoping in the future, continue to instill a safety message or a message on just how serious this job is and just how committed some of our members are to serve the community in time of need.
Tell me a little bit about the baseball fundraiser. Was that Shelley's idea? Was that your idea?
I believe it was a couple of members of the fire company that stepped up and said that may have had some experience with it and ran with it, and really starting to get excited about it. We're seeing a lot of momentum with it. Shelley certainly has stepped up and reached out to a lot of the businesses in the community. And again, we really encourage that, even though some people may perceive it as a firefighter's event, we want any civilian, anyone that would like to come, that normally even go to the ball game, to buy our ticket and help us support this worthwhile cause.
Absolutely. Now, the Memorial Fund, I maybe you can explain this, and I think a lot of people don't realize this. I thought a firefighter dies in the line of duty, he gets benefits, but apparently bills have to be paid first?
Well, there is a state and a federal benefit that's allocated to every firefighter. It takes time for that benefit to come. And if we had someone, let's say, who was 60 years old, receive $100,000, $200,000, they could easily try to manage that. But we have a young man that now has a 50, 60-year lifespan, then he's not going to be able to have a salary, help support family. You think all the things like birthday parties and helping someone go to college, and if he was to be married, things of that nature, that the funding's gone. And there are some basic bills that we're going to try to help with right out the gate.
Okay. And so that's where it's going to go for, and then also a memorial. Anything else you want to add?
Anything else I'm forgetting?
I again want to echo what Shelley had said. The support that we receive from our fellow peers in the Fire and Rescue Service, and especially the community, was just absolutely overwhelming and greatly appreciated.
Okay. I think that's